Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature be thus minded. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that also to you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded, and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly,
welcome to all. My name is Sammy Wood. I am the associate rector here. And allow me to say that there are significantly more of you than I have ever seen inside of this building. So where have you been all my life? And will you come back on Sunday, please? It is a delight to have you with us on behalf of our rector, Alan Warren, and of Mark Dwyer, Ross Wood, all the musicians and the clergy and the staff and the people of the Church of the Advent. Welcome to Boston and to the Church of the Advent tonight for the service of Evensong. It is our honor to have you here. It is our delight and our privilege to have you here. We hope that you will come and worship with us again when you happen to be back in the city, and that you will consider yourself a part of the extended family of the Advent wherever it is that you live and work. Tonight, in addition to this welcome, I hope you know that we in this parish pray in thanksgiving for your life and for your works and for all that you do to the praise and glory of God. Welcome and amen.